Paul, what can you tell us about your lineup tonight based on the fact that you didn't bring the group down to the rink this morning?
Lauren Brissot will go in goal. Gabriel Bork will return. Up front, we've got not really a question mark. We're on 7D for warm-up and make a decision at game time there.
Just to be clear, the question mark might be on the blue line?
Yeah, it'll be 7 in warm-up.
Okay. Can you say who Gabriel comes in for?
Harkins is coming out, yeah.
Okay. Does Kulikov play either way?
Correct.
Logan Shaw was put on waivers earlier today. Just what was behind, I guess, the decision that it was Logan who was the odd man out right now?
I like the way Jansen's been playing. He's not going to sit extra. You know, he's either in the lineup or very close to our lineup, or all of those guys won't sit as extra players. But I didn't think he deserved to go down.
What's the challenge? I mean, obviously, when you talk about Boston, you think of that top line. But what's the challenge being the road team trying to find the match that you want?
Yeah, I'm not sure that this is necessarily a match game, right? We're on back-to-back 4 and 6, so this is all about our shift length. And if we do it right, just about everybody's going to see a piece of one of those lines. So simplicity to your game, not causing yourself any problems. They're going to generate enough offense on their own. We don't have to help them do that. But a real simple, tight game here tonight.
You mentioned, Paul, earlier in the trip that we may see guys in and out of that fourth line. Yeah. Is it a situation where, depending on the opponent and the circumstance, you can configure it maybe a little differently?
Yeah, just I don't think any of those guys that I've taken out up front had a glaring game where it was obvious that they should come out.
Right.
They'd earned the right to be in there, and none of those guys deserve to be out for a long time either. And I kind of feel that way about our blue line, so I like the idea of getting fresh legs in on back-to-back, and certainly when you come out of the lineup for a player who's playing on the fourth line or a 5-6 pair of D, and then you come back in early, you usually have a pretty strong focus in your game.
You said yesterday with Lauren you were going to wait and see how yesterday played. Was there a temptation or a thought at any point to go back to Connor?
He was not going in that game. The reason I say that, I'm not lying to you when I say that, is that we don't tell our goalies in advance. They don't like it. They don't like the game. Connor doesn't like to know that he's not playing the next night. He always likes that carrot that he might be able to get back in the net. So we don't tell our goaltenders 2 or 3 days in advance. So I leave that door open for Connor, but in my mind, on this schedule, back to Christmas, he wasn't playing in here tonight.
David Gustafson
has been assigned to the Moose. That's allowable because he was on the NHL roster past December 1st. So he's healed up, he's excited, and it's good for him, good for us.
Obviously a great opportunity for him to be close and for you guys to watch his development.
I just think Pascal Vincent does such a wonderful job with those young players and getting them ready to play the game that we play, giving them individual attention. When we bring these kids up, they're not behind systematically. They're right on it. So we're excited that he's willing to stay and that we wanted to have him there.